Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for a new episode of TMG.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Guys, real quick before we get started, you know how to do it. Don't forget to visit our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. There it is, right there on your screen. Guys, as always, I'm going to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing, Nicole? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Guys, I say this every time, and I mean it. In a very short time, this show has really taken off. And it's being heard in places all around the globe. In places like Canada, and the Philippines, and Spain, and Mexico, and the UK. I'm so excited wherever you're listening to this show. Thank you for tuning in. And maybe you're just driving in your car, or maybe you're at work. I'm glad you're tuning into the show, no matter what. Now, if this is your very first time tuning in, your very first time listening to the show and hearing my voice, thank you so much for joining in and hearing the show. And you say, Travis, wait a minute, man. I've been watching your show and streaming in for the 3 years that you've been on. Man, thank you so much for your continued support. I'm absolutely thrilled to have you here tonight. Guys, tonight's episode is going to be another fantastic one. I don't want to hold us up. I'm so excited. And to tell our special guest, man, is going to be off the charts. So I'm going to go ahead, get some things out the way. Now, listen, everybody knows that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration with everyday people, like with you and like with me. So if you have an inspiring story that you would like to share and maybe come on the show, drop us an email. It's right there, tellmesomething21@gmail.com. You say, Travis, man, I'm a little camera shy. I don't want to call the show, but I know someone who has an inspiring story. Drop us an email, and we'll hit them up. And you can even remain anonymous if you like. We appreciate it. Guys, tonight's episode is going to be absolutely amazing and incredible. I'm going to go ahead and get some information out of the way by our affiliate sponsors, guys. And the special link for our sponsors will be in the chat. Listen, guys, click on those links, visit our sponsors, support them. At the same time, show some love for us here at TMG. Let me go ahead and play that. When I come back, our special guest will be here, and we're going to start this thing, and it's going to be good.
Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports team. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomething21, and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
And by Mint Mobile. Sign up and find the cellular plan that's right for you. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethingmint, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link.
There it is right there, guys. Information from my affiliate sponsors. Please visit one of our sponsors. The information, guys, is right there in the chat. So please visit the sponsors. Guys, listen, tonight's episode, if you did not catch the title of tonight's episode, guys, I'm going to break that out because you're going to know it's called Brushstroke. That's right, guys. Tonight's episode is entitled Brushstroke. And I know you're wondering, where in the world is Travis going with that episode title? What's happening with this man talking about brushstroke? I get it. Guys, listen, I'm going to play a video. Listen, when we talk about brushstroke, what does it make you think about? Makes me think about painting. Right there, brushstroke makes me think about painting and art and all that kind of stuff that goes with it. Guys, you know, here we go. Yeah, we got this artist, this painter, painting using brushstrokes to change the picture that they see. They're changing everything with just a move of a brushstroke. Let me ask you guys a question, who may have liked art or seen some art, seen some paintings. Have you ever seen a painting and you were kind of left wondering, how in the world did the artist come up with that? I know I have. I've seen some wonderful paintings by some artists and some drawings by artists. And you look at the canvas, and it begins as a blank canvas, and you leave your head scratching and say, I would have never thought of that. How did they get that from nothing? How did they come up with these things? I mean, have you ever seen a painting or a drawing and you were kind of left wondering, how did that individual ever come up with that? Indeed, man, artists who draw or paint have an uncanny ability to bring thoughts and imaginations to life. They're able to create masterful works of art, but it leaves me wondering, can something beautiful really come from something so displeasing and blank and empty, right? Our special guest today is a local artist here in Birmingham, Alabama, that understands all too well that life can change with just one stroke of a paintbrush. Guys, I want to give a huge TMG welcome for our very special guest, artist Sydney Allen. What's up, Sydney?
Good evening. How you doing, man? What's up, brother Travis? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. It is so good to have you here and be a part of today's show, Sydney. How's your day, man?
Oh, the day went well, long, but, thank God I made it through,
I know the feeling, man. I know the feeling. I absolutely do, man. So glad that you're here, Sydney.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man. It's a pleasure. You and I have been a lot of talking.
Yeah.
And I know people think we may just say, well, they just talk because of the show. No. We talk outside the show quite a bit.
Yeah.
And, I just want to thank you, man, for coming on to the show. Look, you and I have talked a lot. And we've had some really, really good discussions. Really good discussions. And be fair, introduce yourself, if you will, to everybody, and let everyone know who you are. And what it is, what you do, Sydney?
Yeah. My name's Sydney Allen, originally from Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn! Whoa, guys, he's from Brooklyn. I'm from Mount Vernon. So, Money Earning Mount Vernon. And Brooklyn's in the house, so I guess you could say, this is a New York takeover right here tonight, guys. I love that. Right. I still got love for the West Coast, because Los Angeles shows TMG a lot of love.
But right now, East Coast in the building, baby.
East Coast.
Yeah. Man, let everybody know what you do. Send me a little bit about yourself, man.
You know, I love God. You know, I love art and I love music. And that's why I basically spend most of my time. God, art, and music. And I love to paint. You know, it's just an awesome journey, you know, doing different styles of painting.
Okay.
And I thank God every day for that. You know, it's a beautiful experience. You know,
that's fantastic, man. That's absolutely fantastic. Yeah. That's fantastic, guys. So, Sydney, you paint, you're an artist, man. You're from Brooklyn. Yeah. So far, you got a lot of good things going on your side, man. Yeah. You got a lot of pluses in your corner so far, buddy. Yeah. I'm loving that.
Yes, sir.
Sydney, so you are an artist, right? You draw, you paint. Which one do you do the most? You paint or do the combination of them?
At first, I started drawing at first.
Okay.
And then after that, you know, it was, you know, architectural technology, doing technical drawings and stuff like that. It was model making.
Oh, wow.
And,
wow.
I used to, like, draw my early, you know, when I was a teenager, you know, drawing skylines and, you know, real interested in architectural technology, buildings, high-rise, skyscrapers, things like that.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Then, you know, eventually I turned, you know, went into painting. And that vision came to mind. You know, it's really, really, you know, challenge myself and do something different. Something that I never really learned, you know. And
How long have you been an artist or a painter? How long have you been painting?
Been painting since 1998. That's when I really
1998?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Jeez, that's a long time, Sydney.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
so, sir. So this is something, this is not just a hobby for you. This is something that you do. This is something you enjoy doing. It's something that it's a part of who you are since 1998. That's a lot of commitment. So you spent a lot of time learning and kind of honing your craft, so to speak.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow, man. 1998. A lot of us probably can't remember 1998, Sydney. what made you start painting in the first place? Well, where did you learn it? You know, did you go to school, trade school? But what kind of made you want to start painting, and where did you learn?
Actually, it's self-taught.
Whoa, you taught yourself how to paint?
Yes sir.
Wow.
I would manufacture in my mind how I'm gonna lay this, mm-hmm. you know, this down and you know, the background and all that stuff. And I would really contemplate on, you know, really think and, you know, meditate on that. And I just put it on paper, you know. So it's something.
Go ahead.
You know, it's just something, you know, that really just birthed out of me. You know, through prayer.
So
yeah.
You would just take this abstract thought you would have. You would just take this thought you would have and just kind of create with it.
Well, at first I was doing tropical landscapes, you know, beach scenes and stuff like that, oceanscapes, landscapes, like that. And those type of paintings, you know, I really wanted to really impress upon the audience of making it look like a real photo.
Right, like a real thing, right.
Yeah, like, you know, and they call it realism. And, you
know, so
that was my vision for that particular style of artwork. And
correct.
It just boomed, you know, and, you know, I was doing like maybe about 2-3 pieces a week, you know.
Oh, wow, so you really popping them out. Just kind of popping them out.
Yeah, yes, sir.
You know, tonight's episode is entitled Brushstroke. Right, it's called Brushstroke, and we named it Brushstroke, Sydney, because pictures and things contain with just one move of a brushstroke. You know that, you're an artist, man, you paint. Yeah. You know, you can start wanting to paint landscape, but then all of a sudden change of a brushstroke, and it could change to something else. You can start off with one thing, then another brushstroke, and it could become something else. So that's what we're talking about, guys. And we brought in a local artist, Sydney, to talk about it. But he's going to share some other things with us in regards to the episode topic and show you why it all kind of blends together and how things in life can kind of seem that way. It's been said, though, Sydney, I promise, I know you've heard this too. It's been said that life can imitate or sometimes imitate art. Life can sometimes imitate art. It can imitate art. And just like in painting, one brushstroke will change an entire painting's outcome.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you can start off painting a tree, and all of a sudden you can change the brushstroke, and it can become a building. And life can be that way sometimes.
Yeah.
Life can start off one way, and all of a sudden it picks up another brushstroke, and it changes the whole thing. In case in point, COVID. COVID changed a lot of things.
Yeah.
I think everything was kind of going on its way, and then COVID picked up a paintbrush and said, no, I'm going to change that. Yeah. I mean, it changed how we do business. It changed how people work. More people are working from home now because of COVID. More things are done differently because of COVID. And there have been different brushstrokes. Oh, I know y'all watching. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching, everybody. But I know there has been a few brushstrokes in the lives of people who are listening right now. And things have really changed because of those brushstrokes. And sometimes, Sydney, you know, man, when you're painting, sometimes you can have a mind for one thing and you can hit something else and go, oh, man, I didn't mean to do that. But now that brushstroke is on there and it's something different. Guys, listen, if you're watching, and I know you are and you're listening, I want you to tell me a couple of brushstrokes that happened and change things have changed. How things have changed with you because of some brushstroke. So, Sydney, man, listen, how, I got to ask this question because you know I did because of the topic we're talking about tonight. How has your painting helped you to handle the changes in your picture? So we're talking about brushstrokes and how those brushstrokes have come into people's lives. It changed their picture, and you leave people like, oh my God, man, I didn't mean for this to happen. So how has your paintings helped you? Have they encouraged you? What have your paintings done for you? How have they helped you, man?
Well, first of all, like, you know, sometimes you're doing, you know, a brush stroke and you make an accident. Sometimes that could be a blessing in disguise. And you have to really determine that for yourself and find that out. And it takes experience, it takes patience, and you really have to really figure it out for yourself and know what you're doing. Now, as far as like you said life.
Yeah.
Well, life imitates, you know, art as well. And it goes reverse too, because you have a lot of artists that really, they paint, you know, they struggle. They, you know, they put on paper or canvas what they're going through, their life experiences. So it could go either way. It could go either way.
Okay. Know? So that being said, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever been dealing with some struggles or in your painting kind of helped you get through it? Because, you know, remember, everything starts off as a blank canvas.
Yes, sir.
And we all start off as a blank canvas, right?
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
You said it had to be some experience. So what some of the personal experiences that your painting kind of helped you get through or get over, or some trauma or some things you dealt with that your painting has really helped you, and it was some of those brushstrokes that helped you get past?
Well, times of loneliness and discouragement.
Okay.
And I really use that to really try to dampen all.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All that stuff out, like tune right. All that stuff out.
Right.
So me myself, you know, I would just, you know, idolize that time and just, you know, stay focused on that, you know, creating a masterpiece.
Okay.
And, you know, just, you know, allowing that, push that off to the side, you know, if I can, and just continue. Art has got me through a lot of times.
What are some of the things that's gotten you through? You know, you and I was talking beforehand, and you said, man, I really want to share my story, part of my story about how art and how God used art to help me get through some things. We're here, man. Let's share. What's going on? How did that help you?
During my times of loneliness, mm-hmm. and when you don't have nobody to really talk to, or, you know, share some things with, you know, heartbreak and, you know, disappointment, financial challenges, and all type of stuff, you know. Art really has helped me to navigate through those seasons of, you know, challenges.
Okay.
And it really helps you to stay focused and keep your mind clear, and really keep your sanity.
So would you say art to you, art has been kind of been therapeutic in helping you to navigate your brushstrokes in your life?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Guys, I want you to do me a favor. I know that you're listening. I know you're watching, guys. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you guys for joining in to the show. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to put in chat something that has helped you to get past some difficult times in your life, whether it was art, whether it was painting, whether it was reading, whether it was journaling, whether it was exercising. Yeah. What are some things that you use to help navigate the brushstrokes in your life? Because what we're talking about tonight is brushstrokes and how these certain things that can come up unexpectedly and how they can change the entire picture. We gave a short video earlier before we began of someone painting and using a paintbrush. And the more they use those brush strokes, the more they use the brush stroke, the more the picture began to change. So Sydney, it would be easy to say that there were times that you kind of wanted to give up, you wanted to quit, but you kept using those brush strokes, man. Keep going. So what are some things that you did to help encourage yourself? You just kept right along and just kept painting. Am I right, man?
Yes, sir. That's a praying and painting.
He said,
praying.
Put that up. He said, praying and painting, y'all.
And painting.
That's good.
Yes, sir.
But it's really helped you in what you were doing in life. And what I'm hearing is that if a lot of times, if it wasn't for the painting, you would have gone down a rabbit hole. Things have been a little bit darker for you if it wasn't for the painting. Am I hearing correctly?
You know, you made some wrong decisions. I would have probably made some wrong decisions. Probably would have mm-hmm. done some things I would have regretted. But thank God, you know, for that. And you know, I have a goal, so I know that it was very challenging, and I just had to press through. And you know, you have like good mentors. Like, you know,
right.
At the time, you know, Bishop Eddie Long and you know, people like that, you know, it helps, man, you know, it helps.
Yeah, hey, listen, you can never underestimate good support. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's absolutely fantastic. Yes, I'm going to get Sydney, guys, for keep calling me yes, sir. He called me sir one more time. If he say yes, sir, one more time. He got one more time to say yes, sir. He got one more time. But he always said that. Like, he's always been doing that. And I'm always like, stop. So, but guys, so as you can see, when it comes to different brush strokes, guys, anything can come in and kind of change the entire picture. And I think a lot of us right now, Sydney, we're dealing with the brush strokes of a lot of different things, whether it be loss of a job, whether it be, you know, having to downsize, whether it had your life is looking, just when your life is looking a little bit differently than you expected. And a lot of times, a lot of artists, a painter like yourself, you understand that a brushstroke can change the entire picture. Guys, what are some of the things that you weren't expecting that happened to you right now, and you're having to adjust? I think one time you and I were talking, Sydney, you said when these things come in, you have to make certain adjustments. A painter, an artist has to be flexible enough to make an adjustment on a fly. So we have to be flexible when these things happen, when these things come up. Am I correct?
Yes, sir. I mean, even when you make a wrong brush stroke, or you make a mistake on a painting, you can always erase it. You can always
But some things in life you can't erase. You just have to adjust. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow. Dude, I'm loving this. I'm absolutely loving this. Some brushstrokes, Sydney, you know, some brushstrokes can turn out to be an unexpected surprise. Like you said, an unexpected blessing. Some things can be an unexpected blessing. Sure. Would you say that some of the changes to your picture that's happened in your life, I know you started in Brooklyn, but I know you also live other places as well. Could you say that some of these changes in your life with these unexpected brushstrokes, can you say that some of these things that kind of made your picture look good or differently, how did these unexpected things make your picture turn out?
Well, I mean, like, you know, it depends on your environment. You know, New York, like in New York, you know, it's very busy, chaotic, you know, kind of tense environment. Yeah, in New York, you know. But, you know, when I moved to Atlanta in 96, it was a more pleasant, more cleansing atmosphere. So, you know, your mind tends to expand, you know, once you're in a more peaceful environment. You're able to think more.
You understand?
So when you're able to think more, you're able to be more creative and focus on your craft more. You know, you come up with these ideas and you know, you know, then you have more time, and, you know, you ain't got to deal with all the hustle and bustle and stress. And you just go ahead and create and do what you, you know, you want to do.
So having what I hear so far in dealing with different brushstrokes, having a supportive environment, individuals around you, you got to have a good support group.
Yes, sir.
Because if you don't, those brushstrokes will definitely mess the entire picture up. Because a lot of times, even though we have different brushstrokes that can come up, you said be flexible enough, you can turn that brushstroke into an unexpected pleasant thing, or in your words, an unexpected blessing, if we are able to have some good support around us.
And then
you mentioned, you said, look, Travis, you got to stay focused.
Yes, sir.
You got to learn to stay focused when you do have these brushstrokes that come up and it kind of throw on the canvas. You're like, I didn't expect that to happen. Where'd that come from?
Yeah.
You know? And then all of a sudden, remaining focused, and you said, man, I got a goal. I got a goal that I'm trying to target, something that I'm focused on.
Right.
So having something that we can focus on besides that brushstroke, and we can kind of, you know, be more creative with what happens. And like you said, in art, when you're painting in art, if something comes up, you can always erase it. But in things in life, there are things in life you can't erase, but we can remain focused on the things that we're trying to accomplish, the things we're trying to achieve, and it won't impact us as much. Not saying it won't impact us. Listen, some things will happen. They will impact. It's like if you're trying to paint something, and you had the wrong brush stroke, it will impact how that picture looks.
Yeah.
You're trying to paint a landscape and all of a sudden it looks like a tree. No, or a building. That's not good. That's not what you're looking for. And we all start off as a blank canvas.
Yeah.
So let me
One thing I've learned, I don't mean to cut you off. One thing every problem is an opportunity for a purpose.
Yeah, exactly, man. I've said it again. Every problem is an opportunity for purpose.
And you
put
know,
that in chat, somebody. Go ahead and type that.
Yeah. And you know, you have to learn how to take that problem and you know, take that negative and turn it into a positive. You know,
absolutely, man.
You know, an opportunity, you know, is right behind that door. You just gotta go around that door. And
this is what I hear, that your next opportunity is right behind your next problem you already have.
Yes, sir.
Listen, did you hear that, guys? I'm gonna say it again. Put it in chat, somebody. Your next opportunity is right behind the problem you already have. That'll work right there, Sydney. That'll work right there. Your next opportunity is behind the problem that you already have. And we always are so quick to want to get rid of the problem, but the opportunity we want is connected to the problem.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And being an artist, it's easy to say that because you've had a lot of time when you're painting something and it may not start out the way you intended, but you turn that brushstroke into an opportunity to create something beautiful. Guys, I'm going to show you some of his painting in a few minutes. You're going to be like amazed at some of the things that he's created. And all of these started with a blank canvas. All of these started with an empty thing to begin with. And he took ideas and he brought them to life the same way that we can. But Sydney, why is painting important to you? Why is it so important to you? And what does it mean to you, man?
It means life. You know, I think life would be very boring without artwork. I mean, because you got to consider, you know, God himself, you know, he's the greatest artist of them all. I mean, he paints different every day. And, you know, when you look at stuff like that nature and, the patterns on their furs and stuff like that. I mean, that's really awesome.
Right.
So, it's important to me because, like, you know, I like to make people happy. I like to bring joy to them. And, you know, when you show somebody your people, like, oh, my God, so beautiful, you know, and all that stuff, to me, that's priceless. And, you know, you can really take nothing away from that. So it's not just for me. It's for to share with everybody. So to share what I should do and what God has, you know, grace me and bless me do. So that's why it's important to me, you know.
That's fantastic, man. That's fantastic. What do you want to do with your paintings? I know you said you had a goal. What are some of the things that you want to do with your paintings?
Well, one of the things I like to really encourage people and teach young students, skills of art and painting. And another thing is, I like to continue to share with the world, you know, selling my artwork all over the world. So those are my goals, you know.
Okay, cool. Guys, look, I'm going to put up some samples of Sydney's artwork, and then we're going to tell you how you can purchase some of these or contact Sydney. So, Sydney, I put these up here. Tell me, what is this one right here, Sydney? What's this one?
Yeah, those are one of my sunset pieces that I done when I first started. I say back around 2003, 2004.
Okay.
Influenced on sunsets and beachscapes and waves and, you know.
I can see.
Giving people
I got a couple other
strong,
pieces here for you.
Some colors, you know.
Okay. And what are these right here?
One is an abstract piece on the left. Another one is an abstract seascape piece on the right.
Right, right.
With the blue. So, you know, I try to take different forms, different styles of them up, you know, create something new. You know, I try to create different types of art for, you know, different types of tastes, you know.
Okay,
everybody
okay.
has a different taste. So I try to, you know.
These look great, man. I got a couple more,
thank
guys.
You. Thank you.
What, this one right here, man. What's this one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's my days when I was, you know, going through.
Actually, I'll be honest with you, man. It looks great. You got a volcano back here erupting, so maybe you were angry about something. You erupt, but the piece is actually amazing.
What I was trying to do is create like a sci-fi type art.
That's what I get from it.
Yeah,
that's what I get from you. It looks wonderful, guys. I like this one. This is one of my personal favorites right here.
Oh, this one, yeah. I did that one when I was in Miami at the time.
Okay.
And
wow,
that's when
those are really, really great experiment with. But you know, your experiments look great, man.
Thanks.
Those pieces look absolutely amazing. If someone wanted to get in contact with you to purchase one of your pieces or several of your pieces, how can they do that? Do you have a Cash App, Venmo, PayPal? How can someone get in contact with you?
Yeah, they could check my Instagram account. I'm mostly on Instagram. Most of my work, you could see it on Instagram. I got like an online gallery, number of paintings.
Okay.
You know,
okay. And what's your Instagram?
It's Sydney Allen. /art.
Sydney Allen _ art, guys. Sydney Allen _ art. I'm gonna put that here in the chat in a minute. But you said you also have a cat. You wanted to do a business. So do you also sell these?
Yes, sir. I sell them.
You know,
I sell
them
online in person.
Oh, you do? You got a Cash App? Yeah. What's your Cash App?
$SydneyAllen.art.
That's it right there?
Yes, sir.
Guys, if you want one of Sydney's pieces, please reach out to him right there. $SydneyAllen.art is Cash App. Hit him up sometime, guys, for those wonderful pieces. We're going to have Sydney come back again because this was an absolutely amazing time, Sydney, to share with us, man. I'm so glad, man, that you joined us, man. Thank you so much for being here today. What is something that you can share? Oh man, I'm happy, man. What is something, Sydney, that you can share with our audience to encourage someone whose picture right now may have changed because of some brush stroke, man?
My advice, you know, is seek God for some answers. That's the number one. And
right.
Put the trust in him, believe that he's able to get you through. And seek wise counsel from someone who you could trust.
Absolutely, man. Always. Guys, you heard it from Sydney Allen, the artist. Guys, give Sydney a hand clap for being here tonight. Thank you so much, Sydney, for joining in, being part of the show. Guys, listen, you know how it is here. Life can sometimes seem to imitate art. If we look at life as a blank canvas, guys, if we kind of look at life like a blank canvas, we can either see how empty it is or either how full we can make it. That's true. Life will be what we make it. And sometimes all it takes is a few brush of the stroke, guys. Guys, you know how it is. As always, real blast. I want to thank our very special guest artist, Sydney Allen, for joining us here tonight. And thank you to everybody for streaming to the show. Listen, you can stream in right here each week, every Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, and listen to the show. You can also stream in on your favorite podcast platform like Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Podcast, Amazon Music, and so many more. Thank you so much for tuning in. Guys, I gotta hurry up and get out of here. And as always, in parting, if you're gonna tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. I gotta go.
Peace.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.